USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden unveils plans Thursday for fighting COVID-19 and injecting $1.9 trillion into the U.S. economy. But already his first 100 days agenda is overshadowed by the Trump impeachment trial. Critics are calling the expenditure of $2 trillion a wish list of social programs that the left has been trying to advance for 30 years. That's a quote from Trump economist Stephen Moore. John Earl Sullivan, who is a supporter of Antifa, BLM, and the leader of Insurgents USA, is arrested and indicted in Utah.
It's time for revolution.
His arrest came after he was caught on video instigating violence on Capitol Hill and admitting that he posed as a Trump supporter during the Capitol Hill riot on January 6th. 52-year-old Corey Johnson, a drug trafficker sentenced to die for 7 murders in Virginia in 1992, was executed Thursday night in Indiana. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Get ready for a third coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Johnson & Johnson is reporting some positive results on their potential coronavirus vaccine. Early data from the company showing their vaccine produced a high rate of immune response in trials and a low rate of negative reactions from the first shot. The CDC says over 10 million Americans have received the first dose of the approved coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is a professor of medicine at Emory University School of Medicine. He tells CNN we have to get more shots in people's arms.
We don't vaccinate the number of people that President-elect Biden suggests. We are not going to get there. And I would say that even a million a day, which is what he's proposing, is low. We need to shoot for higher goals. We need to shoot for 2.5 to 3 million people a day. And I know it's going to be hard, but with resources and with ingenuity, we'll be able to do it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the National Football League prepares for divisional playoffs this weekend, some of the less-than-stellar teams are replacing their head coaches. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
The Jacksonville Jaguars announced the hire of Urban Meyer to be their next head coach, replacing Doug Marrone following the Jaguars' 1-15 season. Meyer is making his first foray into the NFL after a successful college career that included 3 national championships and a 187-32 record during stops at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. And the New York Jets have hired Robert Saleh for their head coaching vacancy. Saleh has been the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers for the last 3 seasons and replaces Adam Gase, who was let go after 2 years. The Jets and Saleh have agreed in principle to a 5-year deal. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Saturday, the Los Angeles Rams travel to Lambeau Field to play the Green Bay Packers at 4:35 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Also Saturday, the Ravens at the Bills, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Sunday's games have the Cleveland Browns at the Kansas City Chiefs at 3:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS and ESPN. The late game Sunday has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Online gaming service Blizzard Entertainment has released the biggest update for its online platform, Battle.net, in years. Battle.net has been Blizzard's internet portal for its games since the 1996 launch of Diablo. It's also home of a select few other Activision Blizzard games, including the recent Call of Duty titles and Destiny 2, back when Activision Blizzard was its publisher. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.